This is Gospel for Grampian, and speaking to Andy Martin just now. And Andy, you are the Scottish coordinator for MAFUK, which stands for Mission Aviation Fellowship, which is, I believe, celebrating its is it 70th birthday this year?
Well, actually, I would like to say it was its 70th birthday, but it's actually its 72nd birthday.
Oh, even better.
Even better. The MAF was born right after the end of the Second World War, and it was born through the prayers and the commitment and the dedication of RAF pilots and RAF engineers and like-minded people, that they had a prayer that God would allow them and afford them the opportunity to use aviation to save lives and build communities rather than take lives and destroy communities. And born with one small aircraft, today we've got a fleet of well in excess of 130 serving around the developing world. So we're now in year 72, and believe it or not, one of the founder members, Stuart King, still spends time in our head office just directing operations and making sure that we're keeping true to the ethos that was set in place right at the very beginning.
I think that's a very important thing for a founder to actually do that. And you know what, I'd really like to think that even when a Gospel for Grampian becomes bigger, that I would be always making sure that the ethos of what we're about is kept to. And just like Stuart King does, and as folks may or may not be aware, Gospel for Grampian is actually broadcasting on Thursdays and on Sundays. Hope Has Wings, which is read by Simon Williamson and written by Stuart King, so that people can actually hear that, how it all started off. And so that's really...
Well, I'll tell you, your listeners will be enthralled as the story of Hope Has Wings unfolds over the coming weeks. Stuart has a wonderful grasp, not only of the gospel, not only of the ministry of the MAF he was called to, but this, he almost has an impassioned plea in the narrative that says, I do not want one man to miss the Lord Jesus Christ. It's great to be able to help and facilitate the needs of people around the developing world, but we don't want them to miss Jesus in the process. And that's something that Stuart has ingrained in the organisation since 1945, and it's that ethos that we continue to outwork today. So I'm thrilled that the radio station is serialising Hope Has Wings, and I'm sure that people will be blessed beyond measure.
Well, we hope so, certainly, and we'd love it if people got in contact with us, and indeed get in contact with yourselves. Now, I'm intrigued to know, how is Scotland related to what MAF does in developing countries? What is your role exactly, and how does MAF work in Scotland to help the role of people in outlying areas?
Well, that's a wonderful question, Rob. My official title, if you like, is, how would you put it, community manager. So anything that happens in the public arena, whether it's church or whether it's secular organisations or the educational establishment or working in any public arena, I take control of that, delivering the message and ministry of MAF as best I can, as concisely as I can, working with a team of committed and dedicated volunteers. And in Scotland, we are not autonomous as such. We are part of the bigger picture of MAF UK. So you've got MAF UK, which is the four home countries, the Channel Islands and Isle of Man. But we all work cohesively together, making sure that the message that we take to the world, effectively, or our little corner of the world, is the same. But where Scotland differs slightly is, as an organisation, we are acutely aware that the culture in Scotland is different to the culture in other parts of the UK. And having an office in Scotland allows us to have a finger on the pulse, so to speak. It gives us an opportunity to respond quickly and effectively to any request or opportunity that comes our way. It allows us to engage more favourably with many of the Christian events that happen around Scotland. We also raise the profile and prayer support and practical support for the organisation as a whole, but also for the members of staff who are from Scotland serving overseas. And I suppose really we are we're a satellite office of MAF UK, but a satellite office that works autonomously to a certain extent in as far as we engage with the people of Scotland. But we also work very closely with our colleagues in our head office in Folkestone, as do the other component parts of the United Kingdom. And we really are, we're one big family. And I've been involved with MAF for more years than I will admit to on air, as a volunteer and also as in a full-time capacity. But this might sound strange to a lot of your listeners. It might even sound strange to yourself, Rob. But I look at life as being an adventure with Jesus. That every day is a new day. Every day is a thrill. Every day is an opportunity to share what Jesus is doing in the life of people around the developing world and what Jesus is doing in the life of people here in Scotland. And if we look at life as being an adventure with Jesus, every day provides opportunities. And because of the relationship we have with Christ, we are overcomers. We live in the victory side. Therefore, anything that comes against us will help to strengthen us if we rely on Christ. And I just get excited about it. And it's one of these things that I don't think people really have fully understood or embraced it. As Scripture says, I have come to give you life and life in all its fullness, an abundance of life. And that fullness, that abundance, allows us to serve God in so many different arenas, so many different avenues and corridors of life. And I've had a love for aviation since I was a child. And to find a Christian organisation that flies aeroplanes, takes the gospel, takes practical help to some of the most isolated and remote parts of the world. It was if everything came together at the one time. And ever since the day I found out that God wanted me to be involved with MAF, I just couldn't believe that I was being afforded this opportunity. And as I say, each day is an adventure. I'm in one of these unique positions in life that I'm up in the morning before the alarm goes off. I cartwheel out of bed in the morning with the anticipation of what will God do today? Who will he bring across my path? Who can I bring a bit of enlightenment to? Who can I bring a bit of encouragement to? Who can I bless? Who can I lift up? Who can I just open the door to life to embrace the adventure that God has in store for them? And with MAF in Scotland, as I said earlier, I am so blessed to be working with a team of committed and dedicated volunteers. And for a lot of our volunteers, they were almost stale in their walk with the Lord, because they were in a church, they either had a minister or a pastor, and they weren't almost afforded the opportunity to shine and to develop as individuals. And we give people an opportunity to become volunteers, to enter into a ministry which is a little bit more public. And the way that churches do it is they allow people to serve within that local congregation, which is necessary, which is admirable, which is commendable, which is part and parcel of our calling as Christians. But being a volunteer for a mission organisation, or for MAF in this instance, We take people, we equip them, we train them, we resource them, we encourage them, and we allow them to develop a ministry in their own community, their own area, where they can engage with other Christians, other churches, other denominations, if you like. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful to see that light illuminated in their eyes, where they understand. They said, you know something? Jesus has given me an opportunity to bless others. And all of a sudden, there was this realization that they too are on this wonderful adventure with Jesus on a daily basis, knowing what it is that they do here. Whether they recruit somebody to be a prayer warrior, or whether they recruit somebody to support us financially, whether they inform somebody of the need for a pilot or an engineer, they know that what they're doing here in Scotland has tremendous impact around the developing world, as the gospel has been stretched in to remote locations, places that are almost impossible to access without aviation. And whether it be somebody in Aberdeen or somebody in Glasgow or Dundee or Inverness or any such place in Scotland, to know that they're actually part of that mechanism that God has decided to use to touch somebody's life, to see them introduced to Jesus and their eternal destiny changed from hell to heaven. Now, I don't know about you, but if that ain't an adventure with Jesus, I don't know what is. It's wonderful. And you can probably hear the excitement and the passion in my voice, Rob. It's something that I want more and more people to engage in.
Yeah, tell me about it. And I tell you what, just listening to you just now, you know, you really just enlighten anyone's life, really and truly. And you are a great asset to the organisation of Math UK. And I mean that. Just listening to that, I was thinking, oh, wow. You know what? We're about unity of response and bringing people, believers, together to be able to do just the things that you say, so that believers can be equipped and enabled to live life to the full and enable other people to live life to the full as well. So taking the gospel out. And that's what the station is about, and indeed the vision is about, demonstrating and applying and proclaiming and living the gospel in all its fullness.
Amen.
It just makes me really excited to hear you, Andy, and that's really good. Okay, so how can people actually get in contact with yourself and actually start that process of getting involved with MAF UK and indeed MAF Overseas?
The best place is always to start is to have a look at our website, which is maf-uk.org. If you search for us on there, there's a menu bar right along the top. It talks about getting involved in your area. It gives you the whole story of MAF, recent news, etc. And that's by far the best place to start, just for a general look around and maybe a general inquiry. If people want to contact me directly, they can get me at andy.martin@maf-uk.org, or they can telephone our office in Glasgow, which is 0141 332 5222, and I would be delighted to meet with anyone who has a desire to volunteer either here in the UK or to offer their services to serve overseas. And as I say, I spend most of my life driving the highways and byways of Scotland. So if you stay in whatever part of Scotland, don't let it be a barrier. I will be coming close by at some point soon, and I would just love the opportunity to come and just sit down with you and talk about the potential, the opportunities that exist with MAF, both here in Scotland and indeed overseas. And another thing, Rob, if folks would like us to come along and share a full audio-visual presentation with their church, we would be delighted, because it really is an adventure to see the difference that one of our small aircraft make all around the developing world. And believe it or not, today and every day, MAF have an aeroplane taking off or landing every 4 minutes. Every 4 minutes of every single day, somewhere around the world, MAF have an aircraft taking off and landing. And folks say that they watch the television and they see the need. They read magazines or they see news bulletins, and they see these huge sprawling slums in Africa and India. They see enormous refugee camps. But that's what springs to mind when you link to the developing world. But strangely enough, most of the people in need don't live in these sort of areas. Over 70% of the people in the world live in abject poverty and in isolation. And what we try to do is reach these people Yes, some of them do live in huge, overcrowded cities, but over 70% of the people they were trying to reach live in remote locations, and places where there's no roads, there's no infrastructure. You're surrounded by mountains and deserts or impenetrable swamps, jungles. Everything there seems to be a blockage or a hurdle. There doesn't seem to be a way through it. The people are hidden. There is no emergency, there's no 999 doctor or healthcare or anything to call upon, apart from Marth. Whether it's expectant mothers or tiny children, elderly, the sick, or whatever it is, we're there to reach. We're there to make that difference whenever we can. We exist to introduce people to Jesus, but often we need to earn that right to share our faith. And often the way to do that is to meet the physical need. And as we meet the physical need, Rob, often the eyes turn towards whoever it is that's ministering to them. And they say, why? Why have you come here? Why are you making my life bearable? Why are you feeding me and my family? Why are you this or why are you that? And all of a sudden you've got an open door. Mm-hmm. And you say to the folks, well, the God that we love, the God that we serve, has told us through his word to reach into your life and allow you to be introduced to Jesus. And the response invariably comes back. Well, if that's the God that sent you to us, we want to know him also. We want to know him also. Our pilots and our aircraft, it's a lifeline to millions. Millions of people who are missing out in the basics of life. Clean water and medication, even education. But we're there. We want to make that difference, Rob. And that's how I'm so thrilled and thankful for you giving us this opportunity, just to share with your listeners that we are on an adventure with Jesus.
Yeah.
We are seeing lives touched, transformed and changed, and we want more people to help us do that so that we can reach more and more folks. I mean, every 4 minutes of every single day, it's quite an incredible statistic. But that is a statistic that's only possible because of the team of volunteers that we have, not just in Scotland, but around the UK,
mm-hmm.
who consistently and faithfully tell the story, who beat the drum all the louder, so that people can say, hey, we want to be a part of this adventure with Jesus. We want to come with you. And it's one of these things, I can't say loud enough how important it is that we get together and work for the common good.
Amen.
Introducing people to Jesus. So,
yeah.
My apologies for my excitement and my passion, but
never,
I can't contain it.
Never apologise, actually. You've really got me going, actually, because just sitting here listening to you, getting really excited, I'm just thinking, you know, organisations like yourself, like MAF, especially with what you do, transport organisations are just so important. And if it wasn't for transport organisations around the world, we wouldn't have half the things that we rely on. And it's like, because of yourselves, that so many people are getting that opportunity. And you know what? I would just love it if we, as an organisation, could work more with MAF directly as a radio station or even as a network of radio stations. And let's start praying right now as to how we can start working with you, with other churches, with other organisations, and let's see whether we can really put even more oomph into what you do. Because I believe that, you know, as we work together, unity of response, responding in unity to the needs around us, let's see what we can do together. Do you think that would be a good idea?
I couldn't agree with you more. I really couldn't. And especially today, when you look at the connectivity that we have in the so-called Western world, telephones, internet, mm-hmm. tablets, Wi-Fi, laptops, satellite television, you name it, we've got it. And for so many around the world, they don't have access to any of that. And let's just share a bit of this technology. Let's use the gift of aviation and reach into these people's lives and to make a difference. And we need to make sure that everything we do is Jesus-centered. Everything we do is focused on people not missing the reason why we're there.
Mm-hmm.
And MEF do far more than just fly aeroplanes. I mean, we do logistics, we do management, we do procurement, we do runway development, vehicle maintenance. In fact, the list goes on and on and on. And because we use cutting-edge technology, many of our partner organisations depend on us for their internet services, for the sending and receiving of emails. And that's such a vital part of what we do today that we need to make sure that we use the connectivity properly so that the people back here in the UK, back here in Scotland, who pray for us, who support us financially, that we can communicate with them on a regular basis to say, listen, folks, your efforts are not going unnoticed. Your efforts are bearing fruit. And sharing the good news, it's one thing to ask people for prayer, but on the return side of that, we would say to folks, give us the opportunity for us to share with you the answers to these prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And for that to happen, we need to be working together.
Yep.
And whether it's working with your radio station, whether it's working with other media platforms, whether it's working with churches or volunteers, it's about sharing that information as cohesively as we possibly can and concisely to allow people to see how easy it is to share the gospel.
Yeah.
To love people for who they are, to see that every human being that comes across our path is made in the very image of God himself. And if we refuse to engage with anybody in this world, whether at home or abroad, we are then guilty, in my mind, of passing judgment. And that ain't my job. God called me to love. And I love as much as I possibly can. I will spend myself on behalf of the needs of others.
Mm.
And the more and more people who get together collectively with that drive, with that passion, with that urgency and desire, then the more and more people will be exposed to who Jesus is, exposed to that abundance of life. It's not that they won't have challenge or difficulty,
mm-hmm.
but the one thing is they will have an absolute surety and certainty in their hearts that it's Jesus first, Jesus second, and Jesus last, and that we're passing through life, if you like, as a passenger with an eternal destiny secured by the Lord Jesus and the throne room of heaven. And that's what drives us forward, because we want to take more and more people with us. And that's what I look at as an adventure. It's not a job, it's not a chore, it's not a task, it's a pleasure. And the places that I go, the people that I engage with, I'll tell you, what an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't think of a more fulfilling and blessing to be in an adventure with Jesus than anything else.
Yeah, most certainly agreed with you there, Andy. I think, A, we ought to pray, and B, I'm going to go and put two things out there into the ether for people to consider. I've not made it a secret, really, that as and when support arises, I'm more than willing to go full-time into this. That's number one. Into sort of promoting the gospel via the radio and working with others like yourselves to make sure that the gospel is put out there. And number two that I want to put out there, any investors out there and people who are listening, and I hope you know that people, as they listen to this, either as the broadcast or as a podcast, are going to be willing to put funds in to help us to work with organisations like yourself so that we can actually have people in areas, remote areas, actually having sister radio stations like this, but actually on FM or AM, and being able to, or shortwave even, and being able to actually broadcast the love of God in as many different languages and whatever, and promoting all the work that you guys do, so that bringing everything together and enabling people to live life to the full, that there could be all manner of things. And when I think about it and I think about the work that you do, oh, I tell you what, I get really excited about that.
Well, that's a good thing. It's a good thing to be excited.
Yeah, well, shall we go on and pray with all these things in mind? And as we pray, we just believe, because the Bible says, if you believe, you'll receive everything you ask for in prayer. And we're going to stand on that.
Amen.
We're going to say life is an adventure, and I love the way you've described it. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And if we pray, and then we'll remind people of the contact details afterwards.
Brilliant. So would you like me to pray, Rob, or are you going
to
pray?
Feel free to put things into prayer, and if I feel the need to do that, then or led to do it, I will. But
fabulous. Anyway, let's pray together. Father God, we are so humbled that not only do you want to work in our life, but you want to draw us into that deep, meaningful relationship with yourself, where every step and every moment of every day is an adventure with yourself. And life is a journey that is full of adventures and full of opportunities. And when we consider the life that you lived here on earth, you had an objective. Your objective was not necessarily the cross. Your objective was the empty tomb. And we thank you today, Father God, that we can come to worship a risen Saviour, a Saviour who came to pay the price. I came and he was an overcomer. He came and finished the task. And as such, he said to us, continue on, go into all the world and make disciples. And Father God, we take that command seriously today. We ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit abundantly from the throne room of heaven. You pour your Spirit out in such a measure that it overflows and overwhelms us, so that those who come across our pathways are almost infected by the presence and the Spirit of the living Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And Father God, when we think of all the challenges and the hurdles and the obstacles that come across our path on a daily basis, Father, we don't want to head into these on our own. We ask that not only do you go with us, but you go before us, preparing that pathway, preparing people's hearts to be receptive, preparing opportunities for us to walk in, and the words to say in each of these opportunities, Father. We pray that as we go forward daily in this adventure with you, that the words that we speak are your words spoken in and through us. That people, as they gaze upon us, don't see anything of us, but see the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because, Father God, everything we are and do is about you. And when we consider ministry, Father, and I know that tonight we're talking about Gospel for Grampian and MEF, Father God, we ask that you bless abundantly everyone who's involved in these ministries, that they can feel that they are an integral part of what's happening. But more importantly, Father, that they feel that it's not about them, that it's about you. Because, Father God, we want to draw more and more people to you, not to us. We want to decrease whilst at the same time you increase. That it's your name that's elevated higher than any other. That it's your name every knee will bow. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray at this moment that hearts are touched, that lives are changed and transformed, that your name is elevated and glorified, and your kingdom alone is expanded. Father, we think at this time of the many MEF pilots and engineers and families who are serving all around the developing world, people who have turned their back in lucrative lifestyles back here in the UK, areas of comfort and material blessing. They have decided, Father God, to heed the call of the Lord Jesus Christ in their life, to surrender it to the very fact that they've packed up everything and moved to some foreign land. And Father, in these areas of ministry that are involved, I pray that they would have a courageous boldness in their spirit, and they would proclaim clearly the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the promise that is there for every man and woman who turns from sin to him would have a reward of an eternity in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. That each of these families and individuals would be blessed with safety, with good health, with discernment in every aspect of their life of service. And Father, even bringing that back here to the shores of Scotland, I do thank you for the commitment and the dedication of a wonderful volunteer team. May they know, Father God, your presence with them in their own adventure. May they understand and appreciate that the work that they do each and every day, that they're serving a God who listens to them, who recognises and notices what they're doing, and that their efforts, Father, are having a kingdom impact somewhere around the developing world. And Father God, tonight, or at this time, I know that this message would not be possible to share with people were it not the ministry of radio and the gospel for Grampian. Father God, I just pray for Rob and all the team who are dedicated and committed to service with the radio station, that they are given opportunity to pray, to prayerfully consider your call in their life, to prepare all the messages and the podcast that will be broadcast in whatever format, that it would not fall on deaf ears, that people would hear, that people would be challenged, that people would be changed, that people, Father, would be drawn into a deeper and more meaningful relationship with yourself. So, Father God, we are humbled to know that we are part of your mechanism of reaching the lost. And as ever, Father, we afresh offer ourselves as living sacrifices to be used by you abundantly, whatever it is you call us. May you find a willingness in our hearts, a desire in our spirit, to continue moving forward in our own and collective adventure with Jesus. I just pray that you would listen to this prayer and answer it in accordance with your will and purpose and for your glory, Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. And Lord God, in addition to these prayers, Lord God, I just ask simply, Lord, that as organizations like MAF, Gospel for Grampian, and other believers come together to work together so that the gospel is not only proclaimed but demonstrated, so that people are able to live life to the full, Lord God, make that a big challenge to churches, a big challenge to other believers to step up to the mark, to go out, to be bold, to spread the gospel to all the earth, as we are seeking to do, Lord God. And you, Lord, are able to do that. Thank you, Lord, for MAF. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that you've given to us. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Right, can we ask you right now, that was, it's been just really great talking to you, Andy Martin, and this broadcast, actually, this interview has been broadcast following the second installment, actually, of Hope Has Wings, which is on a Thursday at 7 p.m. and a Sunday at 10 a.m. in the morning. So you'll get to hear this somewhere about half past seven or around about 10 or something like that. So that's when that's going out. Could you give some contact details and how, once again, how people can help?
Yeah, definitely. If people want to contact me directly, it's andy.martin@maf-uk.org, or if they want to use the telephone, it's 0141 332 5222. And for information on serving or what's happening in your area, or to book a presentation from MAF, if you go to the website www.maf-uk.org.
Andy Martin, can I thank you very much for coming on, and I hope you'll join us again on the station, and we will hear more about how things are going, perhaps in about 6 months' time.
Brilliant, Rob. I'm absolutely delighted to.
Thank you.